13 minutes away from 4 o'clock, it's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. My name is Andy Bullbarch, and I'm joined alongside Matt Douglas. You have us until 5:30 today. We mentioned we have a lot of people to talk to before we get to the finish line, a lot of interesting things to discuss, and we have our first guest on the hotline right now. We've got Margaret Reardon with the Baseball Heritage Museum joining us. Margaret, thank you so much for the time. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We are lovely, and I know you guys are 10 days away from the big mural unveiling with Newbridge, Cleveland. What all is going on at this event?
This is exciting. Newbridge, Cleveland is, a downtown Cleveland organization that offers arts-infused after-school programs and also vocational guidance training. And we commissioned them to do a 20-foot mural of significant people, places, and things in the Huff neighborhood, which is, of course, where Leake Park is. And at 1 o'clock, I'm sorry, at 3 o'clock on Sunday, October 21st, we're going to unveil it. For those who've been to the museum, they probably noticed there's a white building across from Leake Park that has some baseball murals on it. That is actually our building, and that's where the mural is going to go. We're going to have free ice cream, courtesy of Pierre's Ice Cream, and a book giveaway for Cleveland Kids Book Bank. And we're also going to talk about the plans for that building, because we're hoping within a very short period of time to open that up as an expansion of our space.
So there's a Kids Book Bank book giveaway. What are the details here? What books being given away?
We get books from Cleveland Kids Book Bank for all age levels, and we just give them to anybody who would like to take a book. I don't know if I got to mention last time I was on, but we are now the proud owner of a baseball-themed little free library. That's the program where you give a book, take a book. So this is just an expansion of that program to a bigger forum.
Nice. Now, are these books donated, or how did you guys get these?
These are books that are donated to the Cleveland Kids Book Bank, and then they pass them out free of charge to any school or organization who wants to spread books around and help promote literacy.
Awesome stuff. Again, the mural unveiling will take place at the Baseball Heritage Museum at Leake Park Sunday, October 21st. A two-hour event goes from 3 to 5, and you guys are giving away ice cream, too. That's really awesome.
Yeah, because the plan for the building, one of the plans for it, is to open an old-fashioned ice cream parlor in it. The building was actually an original old-fashioned drugstore back in the day when the park was built. So the free ice cream is kind of a teaser preview of things to come.
Hey, you know what? It doesn't matter how cold it gets. We're always in the mood for some ice cream, right?
Exactly. It's going to be a lovely fall day. We are convinced of that.
Wait till you taste it. Wait till you taste Pierre's. It just gets stuck. You can't get that out of your mind.
There we go.
It's a jingle you just can't get rid of. Again, we're talking with Margaret Reardon with the Baseball Heritage Museum here on Bullseye on the afternoon. Margaret, that's one of a couple events you guys have coming up in the next few weeks. You guys also have the Boo at the Museum event. What's happening here?
The second annual Boo at the Museum. This is another great community event we just want everyone to come to. From 1 to 3, we'll be doing trick-or-treat. We'll be having some visitors from the past helping pass out treats, along with some Cleveland police officers and some of our fall ball baseball team, the Buckeyes. We're expecting Satchel Paige to join us. Shoeless Joe Jackson is going to be there. Eddie Joss will be there. Unfortunately, since Slider will not be busy with his World Series duties, it's good for us because Slider will be there. We're planning to do a children's costume parade around the grounds at 1:30, and we're going to have a photo op. We're going to have photo ops with Slider and the other people who are there. And then at 2:15, we're going to have a family story time. We're going to read a book called Night at the Stadium by Derek Jeter, of all people. Huh. It's a book about how at night things come to life in a baseball stadium. So we're going to have a lot of fun, great for children of all ages, and this, again, is free.
I like that. Kind of have like a Field of Dreams motif to it with Satchel Paige and Shoeless Joe there.
Yeah, they're just going to hang out, and kids or anyone can ask them questions and get autographs, and we don't know who else might wander in.
Wow.
We're just, yeah, But it's the one day where we never know who's going to show up.
Margaret, is the idea behind this, you know, bringing in the characters of Satchel Paige and Shoeless Joe Jackson and Addie Joss, is the idea here to make this educational for those characters, to tell stories for the kids to learn more about those guys?
Absolutely, because our tagline is their stories and the way it happened, and that's always our mission, to get the stories out. And this is just such a great way to do it for kids. You know, it's so entertaining. What we did last year was we had the players around the park and the museum standing next to, like, their artifacts or their autographs or something like that, and the kids would have to listen to a story, and then they would get their treat. So it's a combination of our educational effort and our ongoing effort to always have people have a good time when they come to visit us. And we love it, too. It's a blast.
Now, this is the second year that you guys have put this Boo at the Museum event together. What was it about last year that made you guys think, you know what, we should do this again?
It was such a phenomenal thing. Last year was actually the first year that I was at the museum, and I have a kind of a theatrical bent to me, and I just thought it would be so cool to hire people to portray Babe Ruth and Satchel Paige and Quincy Troop and all of the people who are in photographs around the museum. And we just threw it together very quickly, and we got the word out very quickly. And when you're giving away free food, people came, they loved it, they went from character to character, they interacted, and there was just no reason not to do it again. This year we're going to have the costume parade, which may or may not be out on the field. It's going to depend on the weather, but we're going to have a lot of fun. We're kind of just going to let it be what it is and let people interact with the characters and the museum staff, and that's the second annual Boo at the Museum vision.
You guys have a lot going on that day, and clearly it sounds like the kids have a blast as well. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the family story time, the reading of the book Night at the Stadium by Derek Jeter. Is this a new book? I've not heard of this book before.
It's a picture book that I believe has come out in maybe the last 2 or 3 years. I discovered it last year, and it's pretty fun. It's you don't know what happens once everyone locks up and goes home. So people will find out about that at 2:15 after the costume parade at 1:30.
Very cool stuff. Again, the Boo at the Museum takes place October 27th from 1 to 3. And, of course, you guys are unveiling that mural, which will be a heck of a lot of fun as well. That takes place on October 21st from 3 to 4:30. Margaret, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for the time, and we look forward to both of these events.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Margaret. Again, Margaret Reardon with the Baseball Heritage Museum. Those events both sound really cool. I'll tell you what. I mean, for a kid that's looking for something to do before Halloween or on Halloween weekend, doesn't get much better than that. If your kid's a baseball fan, bring he or she to this event. That sounds like a cool and also an educational event as well.
Yeah, I mean, even for non-kids, I think that's kind of fascinating to be able to sit there and maybe ask a question or two to Satchel Paige or Shoeless Joe Jackson. Of course, I mean, those are two guys who had phenomenal careers and had some interesting things happen along the way during their careers. So that's really cool. I really enjoy that. Plus, you said there may be some more people there. Maybe Babe Ruth will make an appearance.
There you go. You never know who might show up. All right, we're approaching the top of the hour. That means in just a few minutes, Matt Douglas will tell us what's going on with the local news. And at 4:10, we continue our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series with Dr. Bruce Willingham, the superintendent at Midview. He joins us at 4:10 here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
Even if you're a big-time basketball